Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Kia ora, Sam.
Morena.
How are you?
I'm good. It's a Friday. Getting ready to go.
You did really well on your Wordle today.
Honestly,
is that right?
3 out of 6. Feeling great.
Oh my God.
I'm not going to. The issue is you can't talk about Wordle with the actual words because then you'll spoil someone's Wordle. So just know that I did a really weird word in number 2 and it really helped me out.
Yeah, I've been resisting Wordle.
Don't.
Just comply.
Just comply.
All right, what are we talking about on TV today?
So we've got Starstruck Season 2, which dropped on TVNZ On Demand this week. Maybe yesterday. I don't know. I binged it all yesterday. 6 episodes, TVNZ On Demand. It's Rose Mattafeo and Alice Sneddon written BBC rom-com TV show.
Okay, I was a huge fan of season 1 when
so
it came
was
out.
I.
Absolutely loved it.
I think it's always so amazing to see a Kiwi on screen overseas doing
just
absolutely
killing
cool
it.
Shit. Like it's just like, yeah, that's our girl. She's doing it.
Mm-hmm. And she was on Graham Norton.
I know.
On the red couch.
Out of only 3 New Zealand celebs to feature on the red actual couch in the whole time of Graham Norton.
I loved that episode. She was because Kenneth Branagh was on it as well, and she just kept interrupting him. I was like, oh, it was very good.
I love that.
Anywho, for people who might be listening who have no idea what Starstruck is, what's the sort of little
pitch?
Let's
get into it. So Rose Mattafeo's character, Jessie, she meets this man named Tom, who's played by Nikish Patel, at a New Year's Eve party. And basically, it turns out they have a one-night stand and he's a movie star that she didn't know about.
He's a celebrity.
He's a celebrity. Ooh. And then the season 1 is all about the will they, won't they of get together. I commented in my review of season 1, which is available on the BFM website and the BCast, so check it out as well. So there will be light spoilers for season 1 as well if you want to go watch it. But basically, it's a will they, won't they story. They've got like really good chemistry in season 1 and they're, you know, tit for tat, what's going on. But they decide at the end of season 1, Rose Mattafeo's character, Jessie, decides to fly back to New Zealand because it just seems too hard and basically their lives aren't matching up. And she thinks to save herself from the heartbreak of, one, being in a city where she doesn't really have anyone, and two, the heartbreak of this guy, to fly back to New Zealand. And it ends with them both sitting on a bus. He jumps on a bus that she's getting on to go to the airport and she decides not to get off the bus.
It was a very, very romantic ending of the show.
A very, very rom-com ending. And then season 2 kicks off right from that very moment and she has a full-blown panic attack because this whole show is about subverting expectations of rom-coms, and in a rom-com that would happen and happily ever after.
Yes.
This show is like, well, actually, she's just like lost all this money on a plane ticket. She doesn't really have a place to live. She is super anxious because she just like gave up going home for a guy that she's not even dating.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
What's happening?
And then she freaks out. They go to Magic Mike. She gets a caricature done. They just have a whole day. But season 2 kind of loses the steam of season 1. Like, I think season 1 was this perfectly encapsulated commentary on rom-coms. And you can tell that Rose is a huge rom-com watcher. You can see the references and the love for the genre. And season 2 just treads the same ground as season 1 to me.
Mm-hmm.
Not in that it's bad, like this is still just as good as season 1, but I think because I've seen season 1, it loses some of the, oh, this is a new and interesting thing. It becomes the continuation of that interesting thing. So entirely enjoyable, but it wasn't like, yes. I was like, yeah.
Do you think this is going to be a very classic, BBC does it quite a bit, just a 2-season extravaganza, or is there room for a 3rd season maybe?
I think it will be another 2-season extravaganza. The likes of Fleabag, Frayed, you know, so many other shows. Chewing Gum, I think, was 2 seasons as well, maybe. But there's definitely like room for more plot to develop. Obviously, no spoilers for the end of season 2. But I just don't know if it had the same like luster and pace and like vivaciousness as season 1 seemed to have. The season 2 does focus on some interesting things like the possibility of exes and meeting family and Christmas when you're living alone in London and all that kind of stuff. So lots of like rom-com material to tread. And I think the way that the show is written is really smart. They're really good at doing arguments in a way that like is really believable. Because, you know, when you have an argument on a TV show and you're like, they're just like, this is just plot.
That is not how people argue.
Yeah. And I don't know, Rose is a fantastic actress. Like I every time I see her in the show, I'm like, oh yeah, that's, yeah, great. This is peak comedic timing. You can see the hand she has in all of this. That's all really good. But I just wondered whether, you know, there could have been a shake-up of the format of the show. Like, I would have really liked to see the show kind of focus more on the wealth disparity of this minimum wage worker and a movie star. And it does, like, hint at that, but then it also doesn't seem to use that as any source of anxiety. They try to, like, create anxiety out of other aspects that aren't, like, as literal. And I know that if I was living in London, broke out of my mind, and I couldn't go to my mum's house if my rent was due and I couldn't pay it, that I'd be pretty stressed out. And you don't really see that stress, you know?
Okay. But, however, awesome show.
Awesome show.
Awesome show. People can watch it where?
TVNZ On Demand, which, honestly, just scroll through their back catalogue. That place, that has some good shows to stream. And also, I'm really looking forward to Pax Asadi's new show, which is coming out soon.
Oh, my God, yes.
That's going to be really good.
When's that coming out? Is that this month? Or?
I think it's this month. And I think it's going to be on Neon. But I think it might also be streaming on Prime.
On the
regular TV.
On the regular television.
Like the television, you press the button and it turns on. Yeah, the TV box.
All right, well,
Star Trek Season 2, TVNZ On Demand. It's all out.
Check it out.
At the moment. Check it out. I mean, support your girl.
Okay, thank you very much, Sam.
No worries.
Viewmaster, only on 95 BFM.